views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Show. Insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Now, here's your host, Kelly Ballard.
Hey, good afternoon. Hello, everybody. I'm Kelly Ballard, and you're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so glad that you joined me today, and we are going to have a ton of fun together. It is a gloomy, just kind of weird, warm day in upstate New York. Definitely doesn't feel like our normal February weather, but who knows what's going on with poor Mother Nature, but you know, we roll with it and have a great time anyways. I thank you all for sharing your brilliant energy with me today. And I hope that you'll stay with me for the next hour as we open up our hearts and our minds to connect in with spirit and educate ourselves with divine energy. Each week, as you know, we cover all sorts of topics from, you know, grief and spirit guides, mediumship, listening to your intuition, and so much more. And if you're wondering how you can find me outside of Transformation Talk Radio, you can always check out my website, www.reflectiveharmony.com, for more information about how to schedule a private reading with me in my upstate New York office, or how to do a phone reading with me. I read for clients all over the United States as well as internationally, and also about my upcoming classes, workshops, and webinars. We've got a fantastic show today, and before I get into the good stuff, I wanted to kind of share with you all just a few little tidbits about what's going on with me and in my life. This actually is my last show with Transformation Talk Radio, and I have just absolutely enjoyed this journey. It's been something that came to my life at a time when I needed a change, at a time when I needed a new adventure. I love how spirit has this amazing knack for opening up doors for me and leading me onto my next path. And I'm excited that I've got a lot of changes that are coming and a lot of adventures that some doors that spirit are opening up for me. And I hope that you'll join me on those journeys as well. And if you go onto my website, reflectiveharmony.com, you can sign up for my newsletter on there to stay connected with me. You'll know where you can hear me or see me next. And there's some wonderful, wonderful things that I've got cooking and coming together. And I can't wait to share those with you. And, you know, I really I appreciate all the support and just your time and energy checking in with the show every week. We've got just amazing, amazing callers, and I'm really grateful for this experience. I've learned a lot about myself. I love what Spirit has produced. I love the amazing people that I've gotten to interview and connect in with and meet. And I hope that this journey that you've been on with me, I hope that there's been topics and conversations and experiences that have given you guys things to think about and has made you perhaps look at life a little bit differently and to, as I like to always say, open those hearts and those minds to something much, much bigger than all of us. So today's show, we are going to spend talking all about spirit, about message work, about creating that connection to the other side. I'm going to be taking callers all show. So if you want to call in and get a little mini reading from me, I'll give you that number. Grab that pen and paper. It's 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819, and I'll remind you of it again later in the show, but give me a call. You know, as a medium, a huge part of my job is to connect in with you, the living, with those who are on the other side, and I'd love today to connect you in with a spirit guide, a loved one, and give you a little insight, little inspiration, little TLC from spirit about what's next and what they might have to say. I'm also excited because, and I haven't had a chance to do this in a while because we've had a lot of amazing guests that have been on the show. But sometimes when it's just me, I like to read a little, some automatic writing, a message for my listeners. Every day I try to take a bit of time to do a process that that is called automatic writing. And it's a process where a medium, we allow ourselves to be an open vessel, the spirit to communicate with us through pen and paper or fingers to keyboard. And you receive information that are not conscious thoughts. They kind of work through those fingers to give some really divine information, some wonderful energy. And I use this process personally to receive guidance and wisdom and support from spirit that I might need throughout my day. So I'm really excited to share with you all what they gave me today for the show. And we'll be doing that a little bit later as well. And let's see here, what else? And again, I'll give you that number one more time if you do want to call in. That's 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And you can also check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonyKMB. And that's a wonderful way to stay updated with me, with my adventures, the things that I have going on. So be sure to like that page and follow along with what's going on. So if you have tuned into the show bits and pieces, and maybe you don't know my journey, my story as a medium, my adventures with all of this. My work as a medium, my journey has been in my life for basically as long as I can really remember. I have been working professionally doing readings for about 19 years now. And I started this process, however, when I was 8 years old. And my grandmother, who is deceased, was my first teacher, my first mentor. And we had an amazing, amazing relationship that I had an experience when I was a little girl of seeing my other grandmother who had passed when I was 3. And as a precocious little child that I was getting into some mischief at my family's home in Western New York. And I was could feel somebody watching me. And I looked up and out of the corner of my eye, I saw my dad's mother, who was deceased, looking at me with a little scowl on her face, wagging her finger at me. And I absolutely panicked and ran as fast as my little feet could carry me through her up the stairs of my family's home. Absolutely, my mind blown with what I experienced and what I saw. I couldn't wrap my head around it. It didn't make logical sense to me. I had just a couple memories that I could remember as a little girl of her, but not enough to really remember her, so to speak. And what I think for me was really incredible is a few days later, I had an opportunity to connect in with my mom's mom, who was living at the time, Seal. And we had a very, very close relationship while she was living and still do as a spirit. But I started sharing with her about what had happened. And I guess I was expecting her to tell me that my imagination was running away with itself or that I was being, a wacky little kid. And instead, she got this little smirk on her face and really said to me, well, why wouldn't she talk with you? She's always around. And that really became the beginning of this amazing connection, this amazing rapport that her and I shared and developing my mediumship. I grew up in a very strict Roman Catholic family. I was very, very involved in my Catholic church growing up. And, kind of by night, so to speak, I was working and developing my intuition and my mediumship with my grandmother. So for a lot of years, it was like living a double life. And I'm grateful for the foundations that I have and my experiences that I have and that connection that I have with a source that is so much bigger than all of us. I think it shaped my mediumship. It shaped the respect and the connection that I have for what I do and the connection that I have with spirit. And it's very hard for me to imagine doing anything else with my life. I adore this journey, these gifts, these abilities, and love to help people any way that I can. And of course, at that same time, getting people to understand that there's so much more to life in this journey than what we think. That, you know, when our soul leaves our physical body with death, that's just where it gets good. That's just where the adventure starts. And, you know, my job as a medium is really to be that go-between, that in-between person between the other side and us humans, and to pass those messages and to demonstrate that continuation of life, that there's so much more that's here. You know, and it's funny, I think back to some of my beginnings and I teach a lot of mediumship and intuitive development classes. And the way that I teach my classes is going back to a lot of the basic techniques that I learned with my grandmother as a little kid. And, you know, it makes me smile because at the time, growing up, my grandmother was a very successful Avon lady, and I used to spend a lot of time with her in the summers, and I got my start reading on little old ladies that would come over to her house that were either dropping off Avon orders or picking them up, or sometimes we'd go out and about and connect in with them in that capacity. So, you know, it's funny now that a lot of the ladies that I started practicing and reading on are now, of course, on the other side, so never a dull moment. So if you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to take a quick break, but those phone lines are open. You can reach me at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. I'd love to do a reading for you today, connect in with someone on the other side. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Mother, hello father, here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey, he developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner, got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the Month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit consciousbeingbook.com today.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond, with me, Kelly Ballard, on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you so much for joining me today. And if you're just tuning in and have a moment, you can check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonyKMB, for some info about today's show. And there will be an archive of the show up on my website, reflectiveharmony.com, at some point tomorrow, too, so you can check that out. So I wanted to spend today's show really all about spirit and connecting in and message work and just, you know, talking about that connection on the other side. And, you know, there are a lot of different ways that I work with spirit. And, you know, predominantly every day I see clients in my office or over the phone. And really my job is I consider myself to be that conduit, that being between this side and the other side, with giving information, giving insight, and you know, inspiration. I have clients that come to me for all sorts of reasons, and you know, whether it's, you know, bridging that connection, that gap between us and a loved one, sometimes wanting to know what those loved ones have to think about where you're going in life and what you're doing. They give us all sorts of information, all sorts of insight, and truly, truly, never, ever, ever a dull moment. I do a lot of work with children as well. I have a lot of kiddos that I work with who are developing their mediumship, parents who bring their kids to me who are kind of not sure what to do, that their little person has been talking to people, hearing people, seeing people. So I work with them also to try to take the fear out of this, to take the uncertainty out of this, to be able to get them to understand that they're in control, in charge, and to be open to all of this. I believe without a doubt in my mind that we are all able and born with this ability to connect on the other side. But I think as we grow older and we have people that tell us to stop believing or that this isn't true or you can't do that, we shut those doors and we shut all those senses and that awareness down. So even when I work with my adult students in that sense, I look at my job as being somebody to help kind of wiggle that door open. And you know, it works pretty well. I love the groups of students that I get to work with, and you know, helping them to change their life in the most awesome of ways. And you know, one of the ways that I work with spirit, I work as a physical medium, so I see and hear spirits with my physical eyes and my physical ears. And one of the ways that I love to do that is, you know, it's sort of one of those moments where kind of you never know what you're going to get and what you're going to deal with. And you know, your loved ones on the other side, they are so animated. And they're so excited to be able to talk in with you, or to check in with you, to talk to you for that matter, that they love to bridge that connection. And, you know, whether they're showing me mannerisms of how they used to talk, or maybe making a funny face. I had a woman earlier today that I was tuning into that was doing this weird kind of blink with her, blink wink, I guess we could call it, with her eyes in that sense. And it was funny. She asked me, you know, make this face at my daughter. And I'm thinking, oh dear, you really want me to do this? And so I said to the daughter, you know, I have a female woman coming of a female woman, a female, a woman coming through on mom's side of the family. And she's telling me to make this face at you. And so I tried my very best to make this face. And the woman burst into like happy, happy tears. And it was a great, great piece of validation, because that was a look that this grandmother figure used to give to her when she was a little girl. And it was kind of their little, you could call it a secret language, so to speak, that they would give. So there are moments like that where you get the wackiest, you know, information and thinking like, really, you want me to do this? And you know, that's where really you've got to let go of that judgment and just be open to pass that message through and to pass that information through. And, you know, you have those moments where that gives someone that validation that what you're doing is real, that their loved one really, you know, is just a step next to them, is right there and is present, and you know, is trying their darndest to come through, to give them insight and to give them messages that they are there. So it's always, for me, I think one of those moments where when you can make that connection, you can give someone that proof, you can give some that validation, I think it helps the grieving process. I think it makes them to feel, it allows them to feel a little bit more put back together and their hearts a little bit lighter. And I think one of the most rewarding parts of how I work with spirit is to just, like I mentioned earlier, prove that continuation of life, show that continuation of life. You know, as I mentioned, I also do a lot of teaching, and I also am a Reiki master. I do healing work with teach healing right now. And it's another form of energy, and the Reiki in a lot of ways has enhanced my mediumship in the best of ways. As I mentioned, earlier in the show too, I also do a process called automatic writing, and I do a lot of work with channeling as well. So I like with spirit to be able to be open that whatever, however they'd like to use me, I am their vessel. And I look at that as, however they want to grow, however I can help, however I can heal. I love this journey, this path, and to be on that with everybody else. So one of the things that I wanted to get in today was to talk a little bit about, you know, for you to really understand how mediums work, you need to understand what our loved ones do on the other side, and who makes up this awesome team of people, your entourage, as I like to call it, on the other side, and how they work with us and what they do. And in a couple minutes, we got to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about what do those loved ones do over there? Who are these people, these spirit guides, these archangels, these ascended masters? Who are these people working with us? And, you know, what is their job exactly? So we'll kind of fill you in, keep you in the loop, and hopefully answer some questions. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, I would love to take some calls this show throughout it to do some message work, to give you a reading, a little insight from the other side. So if you'd like to call in, you can reach me at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. I would love to connect in with you to someone on the other side. If you're just tuning in, I'm Kelly Ballard, and you're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the Month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit consciousbeingbook.com today.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Back on the Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. Don't forget to check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonykmb, if you want to stay up to date with me. So be sure to like that page and follow me there. And you can always check out my website, reflectiveharmony.com. Sign up for my newsletter. Stay in the loop of what's new, where I'm heading next, where you can hear me, see me, and all that good stuff in between. So as I mentioned before we went to break, I wanted to talk to a little bit about who's working with us. Who are these people on the other side and, you know, helping us to kind of give messages, give information, but also to live the best life that we can each and every day. And on that same kind of thread, you know, really helping us, I think, to stay on that good path and to work with us. As I mentioned throughout the show, my phone lines are open. So if you want to call in, and I'd love to give you a little mini reading from someone on the other side, a loved one, a spirit guide, you can reach me at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. So we've got this whole crew of people on the other side. We've got loved ones, and these are our human and animal loved ones that were here with us while we are living, and they transitioned. We have spirit guides or guardian angels. We have archangels. We have ascended masters. And, of course, we have a creator, a God source, a whole wonderful crew of people that are there. And, you know, Their job, of course, because they are energy and they are souls, is, you know, they're growing, they're evolving, they are learning, they're teaching, they're guiding. But, you know, what happens is, you know, they want to see us continue to thrive in ways that in our human form that they obviously no longer can. So if we start very simply and go with our loved ones, you know, they go back to a very simple, pure form of joy, of love. They've left the human ego. So there's nothing in them any longer that is judging, anger, frustration. They are pure, pure love, pure positive energy. And, you know, every spirit that gets to the other side, we have different journeys as we evolve. Some people, as I like to say, they go over there and they just let everything go. They surrender to spirit. They let go of all their human worries, their pain, their suffering, and they let all that good stuff wiggle on in. Some people can be more pokey, but the way that I've always had a spirit kind of explain to me that journey to the other side is that when we cross over, we have a choice to go towards the light, as they say, towards the other side. And don't think of heaven, the summer land, the other side as necessarily being up in the clouds somewhere sitting with us. But think of it as being kind of another plane, another dimension that is almost parallel with ours, sitting right next to it, but more in a state of perfection. And what happens is when we get to that other side, we sit down on what I kind of like to call the healing couch. We sit down with our loved ones, with a God source, with a creator source. We sit down with angels, all those people that want nothing but to see our happiness. And we look back upon our life. We look back upon the good, the ugly, and you know, everything in between. And we have to look at that, and whether we're seeking forgiveness for ourselves with something, because we have to forgive ourselves first before we can forgive anybody else. But we look back upon all of our human experiences and how they shaped us and how we grew from them and how we became the individuals that we are today. And, you know, as we go through all of that, we have that chance to let it go. We have that chance to thrive. We have that chance to grow. And as we do that and we take on that growth and we take on that healing, what essentially happens is as spirits, we are then allowed to start coming through to give messages, to give insight, to give inspiration to those that are still here, that are living. It does not matter. One of the most common questions that I get from people is, you know, how quickly does can a spirit come through? And, you know, I've had a couple of students that and clients that have passed away that actually came to me within hours of their transition. I felt my grandmother's spirit connect in with me, you know, within 20 minutes actually of her passing. So it's really one of those things that there are no limits. We are the only ones in our plane here that we put parameters on things, so time frames and things like that. And I think that in a lot of ways where spirits are concerned, you know, they want to help us. They want to be present with us. They want to see us thrive, see us be happy any possible way that we can. So, you know, for them, giving us signs, giving us messages, letting us know that they're proud of us, letting us know that, you know, we've got something and we're okay and you know, we're pulling through. I think that in so many ways, you know, what we can grow and what we can learn from them, it's endless with all of those pieces. And so, you know, our loved ones in many ways, you know, they, because they are still growing and learning, they can't fix all of our problems. You know, we as humans, we also have free will and we also have, you know, the ability to pick and kind of choose where we're going and what we're doing. But, you know, if there's a way that they can heal one of their journeys through us, if they can help us make a choice that maybe they wish they would have done differently or, you know, whatever label you want to put on it, that's really one of their goals, is just to see us succeed. And that's very, very important. So I actually want to jump to our phones real quick. We have someone calling in. And again, I'll give you guys that number if you do want to call in for a little mini reading. That's 800-930-2819. Hi, Erin from Westerly. How are you?
Hello.
Erin, what can I do for you today? Thanks for calling in.
I'm very interested in what you're saying, and I'm actually looking for direction in my work. I've been doing my job for many, 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 many years, but there are different levels of it. And most recently, I've been doing it at the lowest level, much below what I'm qualified for. And I needed a break from being at the top, so to speak. And my mentor that started me in the business, she's passed on. I know you can't specifically call certain people, but, you know, I don't know if she's watching, if she's listening, because I would go to her and ask her what to do, but she's no longer with us. So I was right. Hoping that maybe you could.
Sure. You know, well, Erin, let me, what's her first name?
Yeah. Pat.
Pat. Okay. Let me put a little shout out and see if we can get Pat coming through. But as I'm trying to bring her vibration in, Erin, one of the first things that I'm getting from spirit is I feel like we go through different changes in our lives where sometimes we have to, you know, take a step back, and whether it's, you know, starting back into a place of a beginning type of place, and whether it's to give something back to ourselves or just to slow down, to learn, to grow on a bigger level. I think that we have these very necessary times in our lives where we've got to kind of take that step backwards, and we have to kind of look at a bigger picture. And as I'm tuning into your energy, I can feel Pat's vibration kind of wiggling in here. And one of the things that I feel like you loved about Pat is she sort of had this way of, I don't want to call it like a no-nonsense energy, but she had a way of sort of at times kind of delivering it to you kind of like, you know, straight from the hip in that sense. Just, you know, here's the scoop. Here's what I think you should do. Don't do this. And there was always love packed behind it and always good intentions packed behind it. But I feel like she had a knack for just calling a spade. And I feel like right now the big message that I keep getting from her, and I'm not sure if you may like this at first, but we're going to go there, is she's saying sit tight a little bit longer. And even though that there's a part of you that is feeling very restless and there's a part of you that would just like any other option to kind of wiggle in towards, I keep hearing from her, sit tight little bit longer. As you are getting in towards June, that's where I'm really feeling that things are picking up, and I feel like another opportunity is presenting itself. I think it's going to take you out of what you have been doing. Same company, same kind of vibration work-wise, but moving into a whole different realm of the type of work that you're doing. And she keeps giving me the word a little bit more specialized, a little bit more fine-tuned. I think that if you push for a move or make some sort of a jump in the now, I'm concerned that, I can tell her that. I am very concerned from what she's saying here, or she's concerned actually, that you are going to miss out on the other opportunity, the opportunity that's wiggling in come June. So if you can sit tight a little bit longer, I think that you are going to be really thrilled with what comes together, what's going to manifest for you. It's something that I see you being asked to do in particular, but sit tight a little bit longer because I feel like she's got something really great in store that she's trying to help manifest for you as you're getting into that June timeframe. Okay?
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Erin, thank you. I wish you all the best and I'll send some good juju your way.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Well, we need to take a quick break. When we return, I'm going to continue to take callers and I think we'll do a little automatic writing when we get back. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer Radio Show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond with me, Kelly Ballard. I so appreciate you spending time with me today. And as a medium and intuitive consultant, I work with spirit daily to provide my clients with answers and insight and inspiration from the other side. You can always find more information out about my services at reflectiveharmony.com. We've got time left for callers. So if you want to call in, you can reach me at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. So as I mentioned, I do a process called automatic writing. which is where a medium tunes into, or excuse me, where a medium allows a spirit to work through them, whether it's pen and paper or fingers and keyboard, to pass along high vibrational messages. And I use this process to receive any guidance, wisdom, support from spirit that I might need throughout my day. So what I'd love to do is to share with you all a message to you from them now. So they have to say, "It is with great blessings and joy that we work through you today. You asked us for a message to pass along to your listeners, and we speak with love and promise. We are pleased and proud of all of the risk, courage, and success that you each embrace in your lives. Life is full of adventures, the ups and downs, twists and turns. All of this is here to help you grow, to help you learn, and to help you evolve. You must always remember that with each up or twist that life gives you, you will always find your way back to the path. Do you even realize how supported you are? How many of us are rooting for you? Angels, ascended masters, guides, loved ones, and even the furry ones, we all love you. We all encourage you. We are all rooting for you to win. We, as a collective, hear the words of many. Some days they are prayers, some days they are cries, some days they are prayers woven with gratitude. But today, we encourage each of you to assess your true heart's desires. With excitement, we ask, what would you pursue if anything were possible? Will you take time to tell us? Will you make a list? Will you create an addition or a revision to your blueprint of life? Cherish each thing, even the small pieces. Life is an unending journey. Now is the time to touch the sky, embrace the earth, and while each journey is long, it is important to never underestimate even the smallest lesson. It is part of the journey to trust even when we can't see, feel, or hear, and we remind you that we do indeed hear your prayers and help to heal, to reinvent, and to strengthen. It is our honor and blessings to teach, to give, and to nourish your spirits. You have been given ears to hear and eyes to see the journey. And sometimes paths may be filled with difficulty, but we promise the rewards and blessings will be worth it. It is with joy that we are able to work as she speaks today. There are many of us here. Many of us are here working for each of you. And you are never alone and always supported." So I hope that gives you a little bit of TLC from the other side and a little inspiration from them. And if you're feeling a little nervous about calling in, maybe that answered a prayer and an intention, something that you were hoping to hear from Spirit today. So before our break, we were talking also a little bit about, who's working with us on the other side. So we talked about our loved ones and what they do. And so we also have spirit guides, and they are really one of the other big, big forces that when I do readings for my clients come through with insight and inspiration. We have an infinite number of spirit guides that work with us. We have our general contractor versus our subcontractor. And basically what that means is we have one, our general contractor is one main spirit guide that we have working with us that is coming through, that has been with us before we were someone's twinkle in their eye to bring through inspiration. They help us create that blueprint when our soul is on the other side. They help us to look at life, to figure out what we need to do, what help, what encouragement that we need from the other side. They really try to keep us on that bigger path. And so we also have what I like to call subcontractors. And these are guides that may come in for various reasons in our lives. So for instance, if you are going through a career change, you might have a guide that may come in to help you on that journey. If you're starting a family, going through a divorce, whatever it might be, whatever challenge might come up in your life, a health issue, a crisis, whatever it is, we have these other guides that come in that work with us. And of course, sometimes we have guides come in that their jobs are to help us to play, to laugh, to maybe not take always life so seriously. They come in for a variety of reasons and are always helping us and opening our minds. They give us signs and messages just like our loved ones do. And these are highly, highly evolved beings that have no karmic work left to do. So they've completed that birth, life, death cycle. They are evolved and cream of the crop spirits that just really enjoy getting to work with you and getting to be with you. One of the things often that I find with our guides as well is that, at the end of the day, They're all energy, and energy, you know, isn't created. It hasn't been destroyed. It can be all sorts of shapes and different things. And so oftentimes our guides, they will take physical descriptions and images of things that we can connect with, that we feel safe with, that we have an understanding to. They give us names that we can connect in with as well. And, you know, one of the best ways to connect in with our guides, especially if you're a newbie in all of this, is to try a guided meditation. We did a show, I think a couple months ago, when we did a show on meditation, actually, and I did a live meditation on air, which allowed all of you to connect in with a spirit guide or even a loved one on the other side. And if you're not aware, I've put out two guided meditation CDs, Courage and Beginnings, and you can purchase the literal CDs on my website or also the digital downloads of those. So if you're wanting to try to connect in with a guide and ready for that practice, ready to give it a whirl, you can always start out with a guided meditation. It's one of the easiest ways to connect in. It's following someone's instructions, leading you on a nice journey to be open to receive any signs and any messages. And you know, we also have archangels. We had ascended masters that work with us. Archangels are like Archangel Michael, Gabriel, Raphael. These are like the big guns on the other side that really help us and can intervene. They have plenty of energy to go around for everybody. And our ascended masters, these are also beings that we can invoke and we can work with. And they are to believe that these were actual human beings that once lived here that are now on the other side. So we're looking at people, for instance, Buddha, Padre Pio, Lakshmi, Jesus. We have a whole slew of people that we believe were these amazing beings that now work with us and help us guide us along this path. And so, you know, these beings, what they do is they make up that entourage. They help us to look at life. They help us to really kind of take this bigger glance of what we've accomplished, where we are. They help us. No problem, no issue is too big or too small to help them for. As long as it's for our highest and best good, they are always here supporting. They guide us along that path, helping to keep us to the best of our ability on that blueprint, what we're meant to learn and what adventures we're meant to have here. They work with us each and every day, and in subtle ways and in big ways. But it's always reminding us that they are always here leading us to be the best souls that we can possibly be on this earthly plane. You know, to any connection that you have with the other side, with spirit, you know, the more open that you are to receive, the easier that this journey is. And, you know, when I talk about being open to receive, it, you know, it's very simple. It's trying to let go of ego, you know, letting spirit know that you want that connection, letting spirit know that you want, you know, that vibration that's there with them. And I think, you know, we always are looking for the elephant to come into the room. We're looking for that big major sign to know someone's there. But sometimes, whether it's a flash of light or movement out of the corner of our eye, hearing a whistle, hearing somebody call our name, a smell that we might get out of nowhere, seeing a series of numbers that we might connect in with someone. There are so many signs that our loved ones give us each and every day. Just be open to receive, and they will continue to let you know that they are guiding with you, walking with you, and helping you on this amazing journey that we have on life. And most importantly, reminding us that death is nothing to fear, but reminding us that when it is our time to cross over, that we are welcomed with open arms, loved and supported, full of joy, and that life, this is just a blip on the map of life, of what we are supposed to do and for our soul to keep evolving and going on with this journey. It is limitless of what we can accomplish together with spirit. And my wish for all of you is to keep being open to that wonderful connection. Well, my friends, it is very hard to believe, but our show is just about over. It just always flies by. And I have to just thank you again from the bottom of my heart for your support, excitement, and encouragement in this journey. I thank you all for sharing your time and energy and vibration with me today and with each week of my show, and for tuning into the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. To find out what adventure that I am heading on to next, be sure to sign up for my newsletter there on my website, reflectiveharmony.com, or you can follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonyKMB, and you can know find out where you can listen or see me next and all that good stuff in between. Have a great week. Be open to the awesomeness of the universe, and thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing me to serve spirit. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in every week and visit www.reflectiveharmony.com to learn more about Kelly and the services she provides. Thanks for listening.